Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Yesterday was Labor Day, a day, of course, here in the United States meant to celebrate the working peoples of America. And as you may know, elsewhere in the world, May 1st tends to be the day in which the rest of the world celebrates the labor movement. But in part, the United States set September, or the first Monday in September, as it is now, to celebrate labor because it differentiated. It saw itself as being different from the kind of celebrations that celebrated the proletariat class. Well, in Denmark, the focus is on a Labor Day, but it's not much of a celebration there in May 1st of the year. But I thought it would be interesting to just share a little bit about the Danish labor force and the Danish labor market, because it differs markedly from the American labor market. For example, in Denmark, 80% of the workforce belongs to unions. And that, of course, is a very high figure when compared to the United States, where between 10 and 15% now belong to labor unions. That labor union movement in Denmark has been a very important part of the evolution of the modern Danish economy, an economy that to we Americans is probably a little bit strange, but that involves both private capital and public welfare. And so understanding that dynamic is an important part of understanding the labor movement in Denmark. So about 80% of the labor force are members of union. Something that's very unusual between Denmark and the other European countries is that labor laws are not regulated by laws passed by legislation, by the Folketing, by the representative body. Labor laws and labor conditions are regulated by relationships between the labor union themselves and their employers. And incidentally, there is even a union of employers in Denmark, although it doesn't have quite the same rate of membership that one sees in the labor force itself. So everyone is involved in the labor movement, and the relations then between employer and employee, between those hiring and the unions, that's where the negotiations take place. And that's where I think the Danes and their particular character come into play, for they have negotiated a kind of a relationship between administration and the workforce that is not oppositional. I think here in the United States, we find a great deal of opposition between labor and management, and there's always protests in that. In Denmark, with a population of 5.5 million and being a small country, they recognize that management and labor must work very closely together if, as a nation, they are to be competitive in a global marketplace. And so, and beginning in 2002, the labor unions, in working with management, have negotiated what's called flexicurity. And that makes it easier for a Danish employer to terminate employment of an employee because of changing labor markets, changing demand. But it assures that the employee, the union member, receives generous benefits while being unemployed. And a part of those generous benefits are retraining, funds for retraining. And so the Danes feel that this is really critical if they are to maintain their viability as a nation competing in the global economy. So So it is easier for employers to change workers and workforce, but it is also easier, and people are guaranteed a level of income while they retrain to enter the labor force and to assist the country. So it is a much different kind of Labor Day that is celebrated in Denmark. One that works well for a country of 5.5 million people as they compete in a global economy. Thank you.